wait a minute. Say, hold it.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Expected to wrap up in the next 20 to 25 minutes or so, which will easily put the spacewalk in the top five longest spacewalks in shuttle program history.
Radio stations rock the house. Discotheques rock the house. Everybody in the east rock the house. Everybody in the west rock the house. Everybody in the south rock the house. Everybody up north rock the house. Everybody overseas rock the house. Fresh DJs rock the house. Fresh MCs rock the house. Old school rock the house. Zulu beats rock the house. Rock steady rock the house. Chuck chill out rock the house.
Belongs belongs in the hands of people.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Dollar buys a nickel's worth. Bang, going bust. We know things are bad, worse than bad.
Bad.
They're crazy, 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 crazy.
10 seconds, new commercial.
Sometimes extreme behavior can be the warning sign of a mental illness. Learn to see the sickness.
The President of the United States!
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The sickness.
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
Right!
I am certain our cause is just,
a gallon of gas.
And I am certain our cause is moral,
loss of life.
And I am certain our cause is right.
Give me the goddamn money. A new world order.
I don't know.
It's going to be all right tonight.
Lying.
Again.
I'm from the United States of Kiss My Ass.
Stupidity.
Again.
Demonstrations of this kind are demoralizing the whole country.
Corruption.
Again.
Don't hate the media. Become the media.
Now, it's up to you.
Choice.
It's up to you.
Change the world.
It's up to you.
Please do your part.
What the truth is.
Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park.
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave. Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The protesters are a tiny but vocal minority. The American people overwhelmingly support the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel?
Bum, you get a job.
Thank you.
affairs in this unfolding drama, I have to say, in the last hours, kicking off with Karen Hughes, a spokeswoman for George Bush.
It was an amazing night. As you all know, since you lived through it, I watched it this morning on television, some excerpts, and I thought that maybe it had all been a dream, but then I realized I was awake the whole time.
The American people have now spoken, but it's going to take a little while to determine exactly what they said.
This morning brings news from Florida that the final vote count there shows that Secretary Cheney and I have carried the state of Florida. And if that result is confirmed in an automatic recount, as we expect it will be, then we have won the election.
I want to congratulate the Vice President Gore and Governor Bush on a vigorous, hard-fought, truly remarkable campaign.
America has a long tradition of uniting once elections are over. Secretary Cheney and I will do everything in our power to unite the nation, to call upon the best, to bring people together after one of the most exciting elections in our nation's history.
I was just like you last night. I was a fascinated observer.
Governor Bush and I meet personally, one-on-one, as soon as possible, before the vote count is finished.
I trust the people.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That I trust the people thing was from when he was campaigning. Here's what he actually said last night.
This means every vote in Florida would be evaluated differently by different individuals using different judgments and perhaps different local standards, or perhaps no standards at all.
Steve, what's the atmosphere like?
Well, first, John, I'm hearing a lot less Bush and Gore and a lot more.
I don't know what that means.
One day I hope these educational institutions understand that all they should be
out from within what nature's already put on me. Not to put anything else in you. That's totally impossible. Nature, you are nature. You know how powerful and how strong you are. Do you know what you represent? You are the universe. Check it out. Learn about your body. Learn about the universe. Nine planets to the universe. You have nine holes in your body. All we should ever do in these educational institutions is to bring out what nature's already put in you. And if we ever learn to do that, we solve all the problems of man. Let me show you how strong nature is. Raise your hand, those of you in the audience tonight that understands Chinese. I just said that to show you how strong nature is. Look at this huge audience tonight. Nobody understands Chinese. You are aware of the fact that right this moment, dogs in China do understand Chinese. Never been there. Dogs in Russia understand Russian, and dogs in Germany understand German. Do you? I say that to say to you that through nature you born with all the wisdom you need to get human dignity, fight your way out of one of these tricks and get to your dinner. So I hope you youngsters, as you work to change the system, you will spend a lot of energy to change the education establishment for the first time, make them live up to their name, educate. Because the average school in America do not know how to educate. They've been too damn busy indoctrinating, and there's a difference between education and indoctrination. Always so busy programming. We don't know how to do it too. You come to class, and it's your assignment, you give your program. That's not what it's about. After you finish reading the book, we give you the test. And if you didn't read the book the way we want you to read the book, you can't pass the test. That's why young people in America will stoop to the lowest depths they ever stooped in their life to steal the test. No, we don't grade the book, we grade the test. And after we grade the test, we put it on that old thing called transcript, which ain't nothing but a problem. Transcript don't mean nothing to nobody but to the establishment. It's a way of controlling you. You think that transcript means anything to you? You graduate from college, and 10 years from now, meet somebody who's married. Apparently, they never is. You think that transcript's important? You get ready to raise a family one day and see if you ever have to take it to bed with it. College and let the administration field and burn down and burn up all the records and see if you have to go back to college. Transcript don't mean a damn thing. You let your house burn down, burn up all your money, go to ruin. But burn the transcript don't mean that's good. That's just the way we use, we manipulate you. So I said to you, youngsters, tonight, you got a big job.
This is meditation exercise number 11. All those of you who have been meditating should sit in the position that I have taught you, in a straight back chair, with both feet flat on the floor, with your hand by your side, and prepare to meditate, to bring your consciousness up to the light, where it might receive correction, where it is able to bear the view of its own iniquities and repent. Concentrate then on your right hand, and it is important that you concentrate on your right hand. Be aware of your right hand. Be conscious of your right hand.
see to it that educational institutions will live up to their name, and that is to educate and not indoctrinate. And most of the problems confronting the college campuses today, you can't blame on the administration or on a couple of small isolated incidents. You can blame the administration, but most of the problems confronting the universities and colleges today, you can trace back to the board of directors. Who is the board of directors? If you took a survey of all the colleges in America and took all the names of all the people on the board of directors and looked them up and did research on them, you'd find out that 98% of them cats is causing all the problems on the face of this earth today. And the only thing that qualified them to be on the board of directors is because they made some money. Nobody even asked them how they made it. They don't know nothing about education, and Lord knows they don't know nothing about your kids. So I say, you youngsters got a big job. Work to change the system. Look at all the board of directors of colleges that Rockefellers are on.
Imagine Rockefeller being on board of directors.
If it wasn't for his damn Chase Manhattan Bank, and black brothers in South Africa could breathe a little bit fresh air. If it wasn't for his damn stand at all, the whole continent in South America could get free. And yet he's on one board of directors after another. The hell can he tell you young kids about how you're supposed to carry yourself in life? Thank you.
wrapping things up here. Studio. Hope you enjoy the show. You've been listening to Beats in Space. Tim. Hold on, let me get another record queued up.
Don't leave it all, 'cause if you do, you will fall.
All right. So yeah, things are wrapping up here. Hope you enjoy the show. Pretty eclectic mix. Yeah, check the website out. www.beatsinspace.net and send me some emails, tim@beatsinspace.net. Next week should be much better since exams will be over, so that'll be nice. So I can practice a lot more. So check back next week. And thanks for listening. Peace.